Nobody could have predicted what would happen in 2020. None of us predicted the environment we're in now. But our property values, the average sales prices in our communities are actually going up, not down, which is maybe the strangest thing possible. We're in a recession and our property values are actually increasing. And our commercial properties are in, I wouldn't call it free fall, but they are in double digit decline because, you know, storefronts are closing, restaurants are closing. So from the commercial side of the house, commercial values are declining. On the residential side of the house, property values are increasing. So what the legislature will be faced to do next year, if nothing changes, what they'll be faced to do next year is to actually lower taxes on residential properties, which has the result of, and most important, so take CMC out of this. We are one of many districts that are affected by this, but think of locally funded or property tax funded services. It's fire districts, it's first responders. In many cases, it's hospitals. Most important, it's our K-12 system. The number one thing funded by on property taxes is K-12 schools. Even though property values are increasing, even though more people are moving to the state and buying properties, we will actually have less revenue because of the Gallagher Amendment. And so it's actually going to depress the amount of revenue that could have been available to fund the services that we expect from our K-12 system, which could have the effect of reductions in staffing, reductions in programs. But I think those are the kinds of things that, you know, we don't see it right away. The reality of the economy started to weigh on all of the legislature, and they started to see what they were going to be facing come January of 21 when they have to do a reassessment, and the kinds of really significant cuts they might be making to K-12 and other areas. And so as you just kind of think about, you know, the timing of this, this was not sort of a, you know, sort of a lobbying group that came in early and was fighting to sort of, you know, win votes along the way. This was a legislature that galvanized their support at the end of the session in a bipartisan way that said, if we don't act now, it'll be too late. You know, a group of concerned legislators on a bipartisan basis standing together and saying, let's put something before the people so that they understand that things aren't going to necessarily improve next year, but let's give them an opportunity to weigh in now.